Still getting over what was a disappointing final result. Well, certainly the way that the final result was determined in the A-League Grand Final. But there's some very important English Premier League games that are just about to get underway as well, with one game remaining there for everyone. We thought we'd have a chat with Robbie Slater, our football expert, here on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. G'day, Rob.
G'day, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, really. Well, mate, I just think, just going back to the Grand Final, and there's been a lot of talk around it and a lot of disappointment. Yeah. Are we any clearer to understanding, are we still of the belief that the system was only out of action for that period of time that the Melbourne Victory scored their goal?
Well, that's what they're saying.
Whoa.
You know, and, you know, it's the old catchphrase, isn't it? It's the one time you get caught.
Mm. Yeah. Exactly.
Is it the only time you've done it? Well, it's the only time you got caught in the worst possible circumstances, but... You can only take them at their word, you know, without knowing any different, you know. And the point being is there was no backup plan, and that's, you know, whether it dropped out or not in times before, we don't know. But what we do know is you need a backup plan.
Exactly. Mm. Yeah. Hey, Rob, before we go to the English Championship League games overnight, Timmy Cahill, he's now left Millwall. He's 38 years old. His playing career, I guess, is still very unclear post World Cup. Mm. Is the World Cup, could it be his swan song?
Well, I fully expect, boys, that at the end of our campaign in the World Cup, that Timmy will announce that he's preparing for Qatar.
Okay.
Would that surprise you?
No, not at all.
But that'll be it. But I think that was always the plan for him to look. He left Melbourne City to go to Millwall. Look, I'm sure, Timmy will say, you know, what he has to say, but it sort of didn't pan out the way he probably would have preferred in respect to getting a bit more game time. And obviously the three-game suspension, you know, ruined the end of it.
Yep.
But he's going to the World Cup and then he'll retire. I can't see any other solution, really.
Mm. Looking at the A-League season overall, what was great? What could be done better?
Wow. I've actually got an article in the Sunday Telly today about what you can do better. There's a lot. There's a lot. We didn't get A-pluses for the season. And I'm talking about clubs, FFA, everyone included. In fact, we're way down. And the first thing is they've got to sort out the mess between the clubs and the Congress. I mean, you know, FFA got to be, for me, on the front foot. We've got to see more of David Gallop. We've got to see more of Greg O'Rourke. A lot of, you know, I heard someone on radio say, you know, I wouldn't know Greg O'Rourke. Well, he's head of the A-League and we need to see more of him.
Yeah.
You know, they've taken a battering from the clubs at times, from Greg Griffin from Adelaide, who seems to be the major spokesperson.
Mm.
I'd like to see the FFA come out, you know, and come back with counter shots. But after, you know, we need that mess to sort out, you know, by FIFA, the working group, whatever's going to happen. We can't kick off another season with the board of FFA and the chairman, Stephen Lowy, of course, at the moment. We can't have that in limbo again. We can't have infighting. We need marquee players, I believe. I think marquee players bring a lot. There's other things like kickoff times. I think our kickoff times are too late for kids, 8 o'clock. I think it should be 7:30. There are other things that we need to look at. The salary cap, I think, should be dropped, at least for foreign players. We live in a different world from the other codes where we've got to deal with markets in China, which are exploding, and Asia and Europe, where, you know, soccer is played all around the world. So we've got to go to those markets to get them. So that's one thing that could be done. The VAR, stating the absolute obvious. That needs to have a backup plan, apparently. It is going to have one now. I know Mark Bosnich has said that it should be suspended. I don't believe it should. I think they should have. If they had the backup plan, the grand final would have never turned out the way it was. So it's here to stay. It's going to be used at the World Cup. But, you know, you need to use, if their feed drops out, then just use the Fox Sports coverage, which apparently they're going to do now. Things that were good. Look, we unearthed some terrific young players like Arzani. Riley McGree confirmed his talent. There was some great football particularly played by Sydney, who broke records again, and Newcastle were the fairy tale of the season without the fairy tale ending.
Yeah.
So there was, you know, those positives, but, you know, there's a lot of work to be done.
No, exactly. Hey, Rob, over to England, and obviously Wolves and Cardiff have gained promotion. There's a couple of semi-finals on at the moment. Derby County have beaten Fulham 1-0 going to the second leg to Fulham, but Aston Villa beat Middlesbrough 1-0 at Middlesbrough, so they go to Aston Villa with a real advantage there.
That's right, and it was Captain Socceroo. Mile Jednak with the goal early on in this game, and, you know, they probably deserve their win, and it's a big win away from home in the playoffs.
Yep.
They'll go back to Villa Park on Tuesday with that advantage at home to go into the playoff final. Of course, there's a couple of steps along the way in this promotion push to be the third team to go into the Premier League. And, yeah, Derby at Pride Park, a slender win, 1-0. They'll go to Fulham ahead. That one very much more in the balance with Fulham very, very strong. Fulham probably the form team the last 10 weeks of the season, and they're formidable at home. So that'll be interesting as well. So, yeah, 2-1-0 victors, but still a lot to play for come Tuesday, Wednesday morning out there. Mm-hmm.
And Liverpool will probably just hang on and make their way into the Champions League, right?
That's all we want. That's all we want. We just want to win. That all will be forgiven with another Champions League. It's extraordinary. I mean, for Liverpool, considering where they're at, and when you look at, you know, their progress in the Premier League, and to make the Champions League final is a wonderful achievement. Obviously, their front three are going to be key: Mo Salah, Firmino, and Mane. So they've got a real chance. So Real Madrid are, you know, a bit lucky to be in the final. Bayern Munich should have beaten them; they were a better side. But they are formidable, of course, in Champions League. They hold the record. They've won the last two. So it'll be tough, but it should be a, you know, wonderful game.
Yeah, it'd be fantastic. Liverpool up against Brighton Hove Albion. That is the home match at Anfield, and then Chelsea is away to Newcastle. They are favoured to win that one. And Manchester City looking to beat Southampton at Southampton, and if they do, they'll finish on 100 points.
Yeah, amazing. And yeah, Southampton pretty much safe. I mean, the relegation battle's pretty much done. Yeah, so amazing season for Manchester City. You know, in some respects, you know, some look at what they've done as, you know, not a failure, but, you know, underachieved because they were expected to win everything. But it doesn't happen that way. Look, they've won the Premier League weeks ago. They could break another record in the last game, and, you know, fair play to them. They'll be there again next season.
Yeah, no, exciting stuff. Hey, Rob, before we let you go, our talk topic today is about wonderfully gifted young athletes, and I dare say you would have seen some very young, wonderfully gifted footballers in your time.
Yeah, there's been many. All nationalities. And, you know, Ronaldo was a 17-year-old playing at Manchester United.
Yeah.
Wayne Rooney was 17 when he scored his
first Rooney.
Against, I remember, a wonderful, an absolutely incredible goal against Arsenal at Goodison Park when he announced himself. There's been fantastic players. Of course, you know, you can go way back to 1958 in Sweden, where the only South American team to win on the European continent was Brazil, and a certain 17-year-old Pelé played in the World Cup final and scored a hat-trick. I mean, amazing.
Wow, what a player.
So the history of, you know, of sport, and football is no different, that, you know, produced wonderful players. And you know, come onto the stage at very young age. There was another one, a flat-top 17-year-old who pulled on the shirt in the first grade of St. George back in the day, in the old inner cell. I think his name was Robbie.
How old was he?
He was only 17, and he burst onto the scene. So comparable to the Roonies and Pellets. But I guess in context at the time, it was pretty cool.
Would have been great for him.
Injury crisis was there at the club or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Fantastic. Good on you, Rob. We appreciate that, mate. We'll speak again next week.
Yep, have a nice, cold, wet and windy Sunday.
Good on you, Rob. And a Mother's Day as well, yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely.